going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Good morning, campers!
Alan, Jerry. Don't worry, it's only an hour long, and most days it doesn't suck.
Hey, how we doing? It's Wednesday. No Billy Jock alone out there, so it feels weird. It doesn't feel like Wednesday. What's up, Eddie Scazzeri? And Al, what's up? Your Mets season rolling. What's going on, man?
The Mets are rolling, Jerry. They are six straight wins. They're beating the
11-1 at home.
Loser Phillies, who we hate.
Yeah, it's going well.
They did it last night without hitting home runs. Like it was.
You know what? I'm so glad
ball,
you said
Jerry.
That. Because the night before, when they're doing it with home runs, especially if it's consistently like that, there's always a feeling in my mind, that's great, but when you need to string some hits together, you feel like, is the team capable? The fact that they did what they did last night, no long ball, we're talking singles, doubles, good base running by Luis Angel Acuna going first to third. It's just a lot of good stuff.
And they continue, Jerry, solid pitching.
Yeah.
I mean, this
Griffin
is...
Canning.
Yeah, I saw the seven lines sitting out there in center field.
It's amazing.
Things are happening over here, Jerry.
I agree.
We're beating the Phillies.
It's April 23rd.
And we hate the Phillies. They suck.
They are your rival for sure. Bigger rival, would you say, for you.
For me, yeah.
The boyhood Met fan that you are.
Yeah.
Phillies, Braves, Cardinals from back in the day.
I'm going to say right now it's the Phillies still.
More so than the Braves.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't really think about the Braves, which is really weird.
They win the division all the time.
I know. I just don't know why I don't think about them.
Okay. I mean, the Phillies have become a really good, as we know, and they've been tough. So it's fine.
The Phillies are so annoying. People of Philadelphia are annoying.
They have a great sports complex, though.
I guess.
They really do. It's so easy to get to. All the stadiums are right there.
I mean, I do like Bryce Harper, which is weird because I
should hate him. You want to go there in the playoffs as long as they're not playing the Mets.
I don't know. Oh, yeah, right.
Because you do.
The fans are into it. Yeah.
Yes.
The Cardinals, I don't feel like are a real Met enemy anymore.
No, they're not. I'm saying from when you were a kid to now, at whatever point, would you have thought was your biggest rival? Like right now, you're saying the Phillies. You say you don't even think about the Braves. What about the Cardinals back in the day? That's what I meant.
Yeah, I guess like when I was a kid, I hated the Astros. Man,
it's because of Mike Scott.
Yeah, he was a jerk.
Yeah,
he was a real jerk, Jerry.
Baseball.
I could have put that guy in a headlock and gave him the old Nolan Ryan.
What about the Pirates?
Pirates, I didn't really think about back then.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why.
All right,
I did.
I feel like I did.
Remember, we had Mike Scott on one of our Super Bowl shows when we were on in Houston.
Yeah.
He came by. That old bastard.
He's an older man now. he was so nice.
Yeah, he was very pleasant.
Of course he was.
And I liked him when he was on the Mets.
Yeah, well.
I just wished he was scuffing up the ball when he was on the Mets. That would have been very helpful for us.
It's a good thing we didn't have to see him in Game 7.
We did not, right. Yeah, that little weasel.
Meantime, you didn't call him an old bastard or a little weasel at all
face?
When you met him, right?
No. Those older guys are tough, some of them.
The only guy who really stood up to a guest that he didn't like was Boomer with John Randall.
That's correct.
He didn't call him old bastard or weasel, but he certainly did question him on why he was a dirty player.
He did. And I only had, of all the years here of doing the working with Boomer in the morning. I only had one guest that when he found out Boomer was the host, canceled.
Really?
Yeah.
Who was that?
Lawrence Taylor.
Oh, okay.
Which was funny because back then, this was early on in Boomer and Carton, someone offered Lawrence Taylor. I didn't even... There were some guests, like, I wouldn't even ask the host if they wanted. I was like, that's a no-brainer. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we want Lawrence Taylor. And then when they called, I go, who's hosting that? Boomer? Pass. And then I was told Boomer, and I don't think Boomer had any interest in talking to him back then anyway, so it all worked out.
It sure did.
Every once in a while, it works out.
I feel like he has been on, though.
No, we've never had Lawrence Taylor. Nope.
Oh, I thought he had. Okay.
Nope.
Interesting.
Maggie put him on, though, remember?
Oh, I do remember
that,
yes. We
had a little battle,
I
Jerry.
Do remember that. Yeah, yeah.
Little host on producer battle.
There you go. Oh, I remember that. Yep.
I can't remember why I was battling
it. Doesn't matter.
Oh.
Well, you don't remember. So it doesn't matter. But I do remember and then when you guys had the conversation.
Yeah, I just don't like people platforming that guy.
Oh, okay. You so it was about Lawrence Taylor.
It was about Lawrence Taylor, yeah.
So yeah. You do remember.
I don't care for it.
Right.
Yankees lost again. I mean, they had an inning where they were... They had a bad inning.
By the way, how is that ball hit to Volpe called a hit? Like, they scored that a base hit.
Is that right?
How is that not an error?
I didn't even go look to see if they scored that error because it looked so obviously like an error. Right.
To me, it's an error. I don't know how it's not, but I believe in the box score that was ruled a hit.
Now, the play in right field with Judge...
When he dove for the sinking line drive.
And he dropped the ball.
That was not an error.
No, I know. To me, it's...
And it sucks, too, because he had such a great catch earlier in the game.
It's interesting you say that. To me, and I know it's wrong, it would be a double, and that's what they called it. To me, I feel like it's a single and an error. But it's a double because he didn't touch the ball, and he made an attempt for it. But it's weird, though, because the other day, Jason Dominguez allows a shallow fly ball that you know isn't going to kick away or go very far. He just let it fall right in front of him instead of making some sort of a diving attempt. And in this case, even watching it, you got no chance to make that catch. And he's lucky it didn't go all the way to the wall, for God's sakes. That's the one you pull up on. I thought it was kind of interesting that those two on back-to-back nights.
Yeah, and Judge did make a great play on a ball earlier, which when you make a great play like that, you got to be like, okay, no more balls out today.
You did your job.
On a high note with a beautiful catch.
And he was 4-for-4.
Right, 4-for-4.
So
no home runs, but
no
singles,
that's okay.
Double.
That's all right. The one that shot down the line, he scored the Jazz Chisholm sack fly.
Yes.
So still being very productive, this Aaron Judge.
You're right. That play the other night in front of Jason Dominguez. Why don't you?
I don't know.
That was what we. It was like a floater. It wasn't like it was hard hit, like you said.
I'm all for
just
pulling
no
up.
Effort.
When you, I get it. You're afraid of the ball going past you and going to the wall, especially if it's a line drive on something like that. Man, if you miss it, it's going to be right in front of you. It's not going anywhere.
I wonder if your brain doesn't compute that while it's happening in that short time.
I suppose. I was never very good tracking fly balls in the outfield at all, so I don't know. That's a good question. But when you watch it, it's like immediately my first thought is, it's like, man, that is not a line drive.
Yeah, it's still like hanging up there, and then just bloop, lets it bloop right in front of him.
The only thing I can think of is he's so worried about making a mistake, it's in his head, and that he's just going to do the safe thing. To me, that's not a good way to be.
Yeah, can't play it safe, Jerry. That's what they say.
No, usually it does not go your way.
So we have two day games today?
We do, 1
That's
o'clock.
That's a weird one.
1:10 for both teams.
Phillies, Mets, 1:10. Yanks, Guardians, 1:10. Where do these teams go after this? I should have Googled this beforehand.
That's a good idea. I think the Mets are on the road, aren't
all right,
they?
Jerry, we got the...
or are they still home
Mets
this weekend?
Mets are going to the Nationals.
Oh, that's it. Are they really?
For a series on Friday. Yeah, you thinking of going down there?
That would be an... Yeah. You know what? Why not?
So we got a 3-game series in Washington, D.C. Then the Mets come home to play the Diamondbacks. Then they go to St. Louis. Then they go to the Diamondbacks.
Oh, no. You know what? We have an event Saturday.
Oh,
that's not going to work.
We do.
So, no. Not going to go.
Boom, a black tie affair.
Yeah.
You wear a black tie to a black tie affair? Because I'll see people sometimes at black tie affairs.
I do.
Without black ties.
Yes.
I do as well.
Well, black do, because you could also be in a tuxedo that doesn't have a black tie.
Right. No, it's weird. Like, I've worn the same black suit, I don't know, 10 years in a row.
Mm-hmm.
Women always feel like they got to change it up.
You need a new one. You need a smaller one this year.
They fit.
You're swimming in it. Yes, women do. For whatever reason, I guess. So the suit is very standard.
Yeah.
You could all you got to do is change it to have a different type of black tie and your whole outfit looks different.
Yeah, or maybe you go with a colored shirt underneath.
You could do that too. For women, a dress is a dress and it's pretty obvious if you're wearing the same one, I suppose. Now, I wouldn't remember.
Yeah, me neither.
But it's the photographs that make them remember.
Oh, right, yeah. Yeah, women will not wear a dress, especially to the same event twice.
Right, you could do it. Now, let's say you had a wedding to go to next Saturday. She could wear what she wore at this event last year next Saturday, but she's not going to wear it at the event Saturday.
You know what I might do at this event on Saturday? Any woman that I see and say hello to,
like, try and take her home.
No, I'm going to be like this. Did you wear that last year?
That looks familiar.
Yeah. That's a great dress. You wore that last year, right?
That would be a perfect Larry David moment.
Yeah.
Just walk around and question all the women in gowns.
Yeah.
That looks familiar. It looks like the same thing you wore last year.
That's a beautiful.
Or even if you went 2 years ago.
Yeah.
They'll really blow their mind.
That's a beautiful gown. You wore that 2-3 years ago, yeah? Still fits, which is great.
Right.
That's very positive.
You take the tact of, you should be proud of yourself. You didn't get any weight.
Yeah, you fit right in that thing.
That's funny.
Hmm.
Do me a favor. Let me film that when you do that. See if you get slapped or spit on.
Right across the face, Jerry. Whack. Man.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so we got Jets. We got Knicks, Pistons tomorrow.
Did you say we got Jets?
Jet Mets.
We have Jets, Phillies. We've got Yankees, Guardians today.
Right.
1-10.
So that means tomorrow. So wait, then tomorrow night, since the
Knicks playoff game.
Right.
And the draft.
But no Mets or Yankees.
Correct. I don't think the Yankees play tomorrow.
Yeah,
I don't think
so either.
That I don't know about.
Let me check the Yankee schedule, Jerry, because got to double check these things. You know what I mean, Jerry?
I mean, the NFL is going to dominate tomorrow night, but the fact that the Knicks have a playoff game makes it a little more interesting.
Yeah, the Yankees are off Thursday. Blue Jays come to town.
Oh, okay.
Then the Yankees go to Baltimore.
Next week. Well, the Orioles stink, by the way.
Do they?
Well, I shouldn't say. They're off to a bad. I think they're 9-13.
9-13?
Yeah, they have not played well.
They have not played well.
The Cubs have played well. The Dodgers, Giants, and Padres have played well. The Mets have. The Braves have kind of gotten. Remember, they started, 0-7? I think they're 9-13 or 9-14, so they've kind of stabilize things a little bit. But yeah, both of them not off to good starts.
Yeah, I was thinking on the ride in, I get in my car right at 3 o'clock and I hear the update.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, the Mets won the 6 in a row. And I'm thinking, like, you know, it is only April.
Yeah.
But we should celebrate these things. Because if they had dropped 6 in a row,
we'd be killing them.
Yeah, we wouldn't be saying, oh, it's only April.
No, we would. I think, so it's funny. Last year, it wasn't only April. The sky was falling. But I think given the fact what they did last year, I think Met fans would have been a little more patient had they not played great in April. But they are playing well. And Francisco Lindor, first week, not so good. He's over 300 now. Things are going good. They're doing it without Juan Soto doing a damn thing. The pitching's been great. So I wouldn't celebrate it like they've won anything yet. But I think it's okay to be excited about this team.
By the way, Juan Soto, I hope he, you know,
gives back some money.
Well, I hope he stands up, you know, before these games or after these games and goes, guys, you are helping me out. I would be getting, if we were losing these games,
being killed,
I would be getting crushed.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I know. And here's another example of, again, I will say it again and again and again. If the Mets are lucky, they win a World Series or two in the next 5 years and he opts out and goes somewhere else.
Yes.
Just because that contract is going to be horrific in years 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. And I mean, what are we doing? The one that I know sometimes you got to do it to get the player, I guess. But like even Cody Bellinger, even listening to McMonagle driving in, I heard him mention one thing about how poorly he is hitting. And that if this continues, he will opt into his contract for next year and force the Yankees. Like, that sucks. Like, it's okay when the player opts out because they did great. They want more money. But for the organization, it's like, oh, got to pay him. He sucks. He's coming back. Like, come on.
I know. I don't understand why we let the players have all of the advantages.
They have a lot of them. They do. They really do. Now, in football, they don't. In football, you can be cut, and it's a little more cutthroat, and I understand that. And you know, perhaps I've always said if there were going to be guaranteed contracts, to me, the sports, hockey and football should have the guaranteed contracts. Baseball shouldn't, I don't believe. Or there's got to be some way to protect the organization from spending an exorbitant amount of money on someone that's not any good and you can't get out of it.
When you suck ass, no one gives money back.
Exactly. And no one cares that the team is overpaying for ass.
Right. Think of how much you're overpaying for ass.
It's
these
true,
teams.
But it's true, though. It really is.
You sign a player. He does well.
Yeah.
He wants to go somewhere else.
Or the agent wants a raise.
You sign a player. He doesn't go well. He goes, you know what? I'll stick around here.
Because you're stuck paying me next year because I'm going to opt in.
As you said, paying for ass.
Paying for ass. Yes, ass-like performance.
An ass-like performance, yes.
It's just so one-sided.
Yeah.
You know, and that's where I get it. They make a lot of money. Well, you know what? They're the ones that risk everything for these stupid teams. So, whatever.
I'm with you, Jerry.
Anyhow, hopefully Juan Soto heats up as the weather is getting warm.
Yeah, because we don't want to, you know, like you said, in 5 years, do we want to pay for ass? We don't. I don't. Not as a Met fan, Jerry.
Well,
don't want any part of it.
Yeah, it depends. Yes, that is true. I'm going to leave it right there, I suppose.
Yes.
By the way, in the Yankee game, too, who was the one with the big hit last night? Who was the one with the big hit?
Let me look.
Manzardo.
No, yeah. That's Manzardo, Jerry. He's going to be the nemesis.
I actually played golf with my son yesterday, so I put the game on. I fell asleep before the sixth inning. I watched the first. I love the 6 o'clock start. I probably saw the first maybe four innings, but I did not see the sixth live. I saw it this morning. And when I woke up and I saw the inning, I'm like, that Manzardo. That was pretty funny.
Yeah. I mean, the Yankees had a 2-0 lead, Jerry.
Yeah.
Home run on the first pitch of the game.
And you knew when Kwan scores from second base. I know it was a double steal. I get that. So he had a running start. But when he scores from second on a wild pitch, I'm like, uh-oh.
You had a wild pitch. You had the Judge misplayed ball in right field. You had
the Volpe play
behind the bag.
You also had
a mess.
I know it wouldn't have been a strikeout, but he walks Naylor on a pitch. I think that was even in the highlight package, too, where the ball's on the corner.
Oh, yeah.
The ball split the line. It's another thing. I want the strike zone, but I want the automated strike zone.
Robot umps.
Again, it's not. I don't want robot umps. Oh. You need the umpire back there to make the call and plays at the plate. But can you give me the strike zone the right way? Like, really? You know what it's like? It's like in the NFL, instead of having the chain gang, we just put the ball at the 11-yard line first and 10. They get to the around the 21 yard line, and the officials eyeball it. Yeah, it's good enough. First down. But you don't know if it's a first down, and if you didn't have the chain gang and you didn't go out, you wouldn't know. It's the same thing. We're relying on old guys and their eyes, and there are some that are very good. I'm not saying there are. We had a guy that last week, 100% strikes and balls. Remarkable. But some of these guys stink, and it changes games. Again, they wouldn't have got out of the inning. Who knows if the guy hits a home run the next pitch. But I don't know. It's annoying.
We need a chain gang, but in baseball.
It's called an automated strike zone.
Or that. Would also work.
Or that.
But, all right.
Whatever. Oh, I like the element of human. Shut up. The human element.
Yeah, we need the human element.
You know what the human element is? Mistakes.
Yeah, bad calls.
Right. Exactly. And I love guys that are like, you know what? I'll live with it. Until it happens to you and your team.
In a big spot.
Exactly.
Not a regular season
you
game
live
in
with
April.
That?
I don't.
Here's your scenario. NLCS, Mets Braves, Mets whoever, Mets Phillies. Mets are up a run, and you got the bases loaded. Edwin Diaz paints the corner, strike three, ball game over, Mets advance to the World Series. Or the blind-ass umpire calls it ball four, tying run comes in, next guy gets a base hit, you lose, you go home, and you got screwed.
Yeah, I don't want
Which
that.
Which scenario do you prefer?
I want the first scenario.
Where automated strike zone.
Where Diaz strikes the dude out, game over, Mets go to the World Series.
Call the pitch what the pitch is, especially when we have the technology for it.
We do.
Gosh. All right, we'll take a break.
All right, Jerry.
We got to calm down from the ass talk. And then when we come back, we're going to rip up Shador Sanders in the NFL. No, I'm just kidding. I have no idea what we're going to do, but we'll have something NFL related at some point this hour because that's all we do on this station. And then we got Boomer and Geo at 6 on the Fan.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight. You're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.